a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, June 18th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. Thank you for joining us. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is my co-host, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Happy Father's Day.
Very true.
Happy Father's Day.
I am proud to be a father of a wonderful, wonderful daughter. You have two kids yourself, right?
I actually have three, but I've raised one. You know, okay. When I got married, he was seven, so I raised him for 20-something years. That's part of the family photo, man. But yes, happy Father's Day. And you do have a great child.
I do, and I don't know if I have any others floating around, but don't know their names if I do.
Well, that's a kind of a darkish turn on Father's Day here on the radio.
Let's
go back to the light.
I have been kind of a maverick the past 10 years.
Maverick. So. That's kind of a gentle way to put it. Sure. Maverick.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
That sounds great.
been a little bit stopped up with a little bit of grass pollen. It's been at its highest level it can go on the charts, at least the past few days or last week. Have you bothered by that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I get allergies, not from the grass pollen, though. I think mine is mostly from those Bradford pear trees. Yes. There's about a 3 to 4 week period in the spring, and then there's something else in the fall that hits me. But I've got about 2 months a year where I'm on Benadryl constantly. I take a Zyrtec every day anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm
a Zyrtec guy.
Well, you are a druggie. There's no doubt.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Well, I can't say much. I mean, I've taken more drugs in the past few months than I have in my whole life.
Welcome
to the club.
That's right. It's done you good, though. It's done you good. Sure. How you feeling?
Turned the corner last week. There's no doubt. I went from modest pain after my double hip replacement to less and less as the weeks went on, but it seemed like all of a sudden it dropped significantly. Yep. Is that what you found with yours?
Yeah. Yeah. And you'll find yourself... Excuse me. I found it more of me jumping a mental hurdle as well. Once I got, and I know it sounds weird, but once you've had a joint replaced, there is a mental hurdle of, can I trust this joint?
Bingo.
Of taking the step without the handrail and maybe moving a little quicker or turning a little quicker. And once you jump that mental hurdle, it's amazing how the pain starts going away.
And I had about 3 years of atrophy, so those muscles are starting to recuperate now. Nothing like... I used to be, but they will get back. I do believe, and I'm perfectly at peace with where I am at this point. I'm
6 months from now, it'll be nine. I'm telling you right now, you will go, this is optimum. You'll feel much better.
Yep. I'm very, very fortunate to have a medical system that has great surgeons, and you know they overprescribe painkillers and muscle relaxants. And it's interesting. I did a Facebook post on flying because I finally got back in the plane. I don't know if you had seen my Facebook.
I saw it.
Well, under comments, there's a physician in town, Dr. Terry Smith. Do you know him? You know him, don't you? Because I see him like your stuff sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I know him through Facebook. And we might have mutual contacts that if I were reminded.
He's not far from my age, so he's not a youngster anymore. He's less young. But I did a video on YouTube and on NutritionW.com on post and pre-op preparation for surgery. It would also apply to injuries.
Didn't they give you gave kind of two levels, the sane level and the insane level of being prepared?
That's a
right?
good way
and
to post, name it. Yeah. So the sane level is for the normal average person, and it's plenty fine. You don't have to go to the second tier. But Dr. Terry Smith had a vast 35-40-year career in medicine and has dealt with everything from A to Z.
Yeah.
Well, my post or my pre-op talked about nutrients, and my post-op talked about nutritional support also. And in very large capital letters, he saw my video on the post-op on my Facebook, Ed Jones. And I thought when I was actually sitting on the pot that morning early, about 4 o'clock, I get up very early, and I was reading what he said. When I saw all those big caps, I thought, oh, no, he's getting on to me about the nutrients. He said, hospital pre-op tells every patient to stop all vitamins. I don't know how many times I have seen stitches and incisions break open and get infected because of low vitamin C, low vitamin D, and low zinc. Also suggest collagen because that is what rebuilds all of that. There is no true interactions between those four nutrients and any drugs and any anesthesia, but because they're covering their butts, they're just saying don't take anything. Well, guess what? Not taking something increases risk.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you the opposite because they're simply not informed. So that's interesting from Dr. Terry Smith. You can read his comment on Facebook under Ed Jones. Good. Where I was flying the airplane.
Yeah, I like the video you showed too.
And you know, they made me a quarter inch taller, and I actually felt a little odd pushing those rudder pedals.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had to kind of adjust my head for that.
Well, good for you, though. You're taller. Yeah, way to go.
You're getting shorter. I'm getting taller.
Yeah. Well, weight pulls you down. I'm gaining weight. Yeah. Towards the center of the earth. That's what happens. It's gravity.
Into your one ab.
Yeah, absolutely. My one big giant ab.
Hey, I went to eat at a place I used to love. And, you know, it's you have to mentally get restaurants in your head because when you're, you know, it's 11:10, you're out and about, you're starving, you're going to make poor choices unless you have a kind of a toolbox of places where you can go where you can make better choices. Where right. I had forgotten about, and again, what I look for is products that don't have a lot of chemicals, products where I can get a pretty heavy dose of protein, no unhealthy fats, hopefully healthy fats, and also not too many carbs. Uh-huh. Well, I thought Firehouse Subs. Uh-huh. So I went over there last Sunday, starving to death. It was actually after the bodybuilding contest.
Right.
Which was fantastic. Yeah. Sean and Adam and everybody did that awesome
fitness expo.
Yes, it was a wonderful evening. Wonderful. And so I went to Firehouse. Well, I kind of had some reservations going in because there's a lot of bread on that sandwich. There's right. no doubt. And I thought, you know, I probably can pull the top bun off, just eat the bottom bun. I do that very often in places. I'll just eat bottom buns, which is appropriate carbs. That's not excessive. But you know what? They have done something at Firehouse at no other restaurant. Never thought about this before. You go in there and you have four choices of bread. You can do white, you can do wheat, you can do gluten-free. Didn't know they had that. But the fourth choice, guarantee you, whoever thought of this was sitting around 11 o'clock at night and is an innovator.
Okay.
You can have all the dough pulled out of the bread, and all that thing is left is the crust. So you remove about seven.
It's like you're holding it out.
You're
like
holding it out. Yes. And so I did that, and it wasn't quite as good as the full bread, but it was almost as good, and it probably reduced carbs by 75%.
Oh, my God. That is that's genius.
Genius, because it looks the same. It tastes almost the same, and they didn't have to manipulate anything.
Yeah.
You just have the employee pull the goo out of the middle.
And probably for you, it's just like removing the top bun, and now you don't have to
exactly.
do that.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't get mustard and stuff on my fingers anymore.
Yeah, there you go. Good for you.
Hey, I know you enough to know one thing.
Okay, let's hear it.
You're a hypochondriac like I am.
You
kind of overthink. Okay. I'm going to rephrase that. You overthink your symptoms. Would that be accurate?
Sure.
Because I know at least twice you have said you saw a spot on your skin.
Oh, yeah.
And you knew you were dying. So
no, I don't know about knew I was dying. That's a little dramatic. Okay. But I got worried, and I went and saw your guy
North Chattanooga. So you paid money to go make sure
that I wasn't dying. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, guess what I did?
You went and did the same thing.
Nope. I got a whole. Well, I would do that. But I'm not as reactive as you are.
No, of course. You're.
I let a few days go before I ever take action. But I downloaded an app some time ago that is the coolest freaking app I have ever seen.
Okay.
It's called First Derm, D-E-R-M.
All right.
Well, the other day, I looked down at my bicep, and it is quite large and quite muscular very...
Yeah.
Actually looks about like I'm 23 years old.
Sure.
It's got three heads on the tricep.
Okay.
The bicep is split down. Okay, we quit talking about how good it looks.
Are we still doing a radio show?
That's right.
Ed Jones podcast. That's fine.
And we also are talking about skin, not biceps. So I look down and I see these three little spots on my bicep.
Yep.
Well, you can't see them now, but there were three little red marks. And I mean, they were growing like every hour. They were getting bigger. And I thought, spider bite? Or... of course, probable terminal cancer would be the most likely diagnosis.
It's already spread to my spleen.
It's melanoma that
I'm going to lay down somewhere.
Popped up since nighttime.
Right.
So I'll go to this app. I never used it, downloaded it 2 years ago. First Derm. So I go in First Derm. You take a picture of what's going on with your skin, and you send it to a dermatologist, and you can pay extra money to get it within hours. I paid $49 to get it within 24 hours. and they completely diagnosed it. Thank you for sending your case. Based on the information and images in your arm, this is a hemangioma. An angioma or cherry spot is a small and benign proliferation of small blood vessels, very common in adults. Such lesions can appear in different sizes, blank. It's all fine and should go away on its own. Best regards.
Yeah, I have those little cherry things all over.
How cool is that?
That's a very, and I'm downloading the app as we speak. I'm going to keep them like, hey, is there a free version of this?
Well, it's, no, you got to pay because you got a doctor looking at it as a dermatologist. But I told my daughter who has two children, she said, that is what I needed when my one boy had a breakout that was very difficult to diagnose. Yeah. In fact, she had two different people who looked at it with a lot of skill, and they both didn't even know what it was.
Right.
Because it wasn't a dermatologist. I mean, you get really good at doing something all the time. You do. Whether I agree with the treatments may be different, but their diagnostic skills are exemplary. So First Derm. So put that in your
little phone. Downloading it right now.
You know, there's things in life that kind of remind you that you are definitely aging. And let me tell you about this one. I went to Sportsman Warehouse to get me a fishing license. Are you a fisherman at all?
Oh, yeah. I love fishing.
You do?
Yeah. Me and my kids fish all the time.
Wonderful. So you obviously have a fishing license, unless you're violating the laws. Uh-oh. He gave me the sly eye. Let me call the Tennessee Wildlife Department.
I buy as needed. Like if I go to Camp Jordan or something, I might or might not have one. But I go to different places. Put it this way. During the course of a year, I will buy a fishing license. Sometimes they're just spot fishing licenses, though.
I've never heard of a spot fishing license.
No, you can buy them in certain, like, for instance, you can just go get them for a couple of days.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Bass Pro, you can go in and buy them for a two-day, three-day fishing license.
Well, I go in, and here's the deal. They ask me, they say, okay, I think it was $39 for a fishing license.
Okay.
And they said, well, based on your age, you can get a lifetime for only $10 more. So what that means is your son right now could get a lifetime for about $700. They don't think I'm living much longer, brother.
I was going to say.
So it's going from 39 to 49, which I got. Yeah. So I now have a lifetime fishing license because the odds are, in their mind, that I'm not going to fish too much because of my age.
Yeah.
That kind of sucked. It kind of took the wind out of me a little
bit.
Well, yes.
I get that stuff all the time when I go to the doctor. I've got certain conditions. And did I ever tell you my funny story about the nurse when I got diagnosed with a certain blood issue I have?
Huh.
And she said, you know, this was 15, whatever it is, years ago. I had to get a pneumonia shot that year, the vaccine. And she goes, and I'm going to get the years wrong so people can, let's fact check me. They said, you only have to get one of these every 10 years or so. And she goes, but the good thing is you'll only need probably one more. And I kid you not, maybe two more. And I looked at her and the doctor, I love Dr. Elias, who's retired, but I looked at her and she goes, I'm like, no, it's okay. I got you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm 42 years old. I got it about a solid 20 years. Okay. Thank you, kind lady. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Both of our stories. All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about fitness and working out. That plus more to come as we continue for Clint Powell. I'm Ed Jones, so stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, along with my co-host Clint Powell, who sometimes I ignore and just act like he's not sitting there. But
Sometimes,
in this case, I'm going to try to be really nice to
him.
You. Well, we are always welcoming Allison from Gold's Gym, and I think you're in Knoxville, I believe, if I'm guessing right, aren't you, Allison?
Yes, I'm based out of Knoxville.
Yep, and Gold's is in a lot of places. I certainly do work out at Gold's here on Lee Highway, and we're always talking about fitness and things. My whole life's been built around fitness. Clint's has too. He kind of let it all go, and he's gotten obese over here. But he did have fitness. No, he does. He gets up every morning, hits the heavy bag. He works out very, very hard.
Real quick, guess what?
What?
I'm actually a new member at Gold's.
No, that's
Thank
right.
You.
You're working
yeah.
out with your son.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
2 months ago, I joined with my son. He said, "Dad, I need a workout partner. My son's lost over 100 pounds, and he is a beast." And I'm like, "Absolutely." So I went and joined. And my daughter, I signed her up for the summer membership while she's in town for school. So there you go, Mr. Jones.
Amazing.
Yes. Love your facility. Thank you.
Whoa. I do a TikTok. I've got over 6.5 million views. It's Nutrition World Tennessee, or Ed Jones. And I talk about fitness. That's all I do. And actually, every video is in Gold's Gym, every single one. And so I'm hitting towards 7 million views. And so I encourage people to watch that. You can actually see Gold's in the background. And on Instagram, there's a guy named Dr. James that I actually just love to see his pop-up information. This morning, it said, "I'm too tired to work out." Well, you're too tired because you don't work out. Strength training gives you more energy. You sleep better, you feel better, you look better, and you're more confident. Stop making excuses and get it done. That's Dr. James on Instagram. Very motivational. So what's the words of wisdom today, Allison?
Well, I love that Clint just brought up the point about him joining with his son and his daughter. It's really hard to believe, but we are approaching that halfway point of 2023, and I can't believe we're there, that we're saying that, but it's true. So it's kind of a great time to stop and reflect on our progress for the year and where are we on our goals or towards working towards that New Year's resolution that we set, and just kind of take that accountability on ourselves to report back. And have you made progress? Are you seeing those results that you've hoped for, whether it's to lose weight or to gain more flexibility or agility or to build more strength and muscle? Whatever your goal is, where are you in that, you know, in respect with what you had intended? And I think that if you're not where you should be, it's time to take a kind of a look at why. And one of the big reasons that we see people not meeting those goals is accountability. So like Clint's son was saying, you know, having a workout partner is a great way to kind of create a little friendly competition and to have that accountability, someone to work with you towards those goals, to hold each other accountable on those days, like you said, Ed, you're too tired to go to the gym. You go anyway. Having that partner really helps to hold you accountable. So that's a really great point as we kind of hit that mid-year and reflect back on those goals. What can we do to kind of kick ourselves in the pants a little bit to get moving toward those, toward the, finishing out the year strong?
Absolutely. I've worked out in the gym since I was 14, and I'm going to be 66 in a month. So I've only took about 9 months off once. So I chose to run a marathon, so I didn't really enter the gym building for those 9 months. And that marathon made me so weak. I will always remember, and I was a pretty good bencher. I mean, I wasn't like Clint. Clint's much stronger than I per pound of body weight, but I could probably bench 275. I ran that marathon, and 135, somebody had to pull off of me. That's how weak I got from running that stinking marathon. Yeah. That running is for the birds. But I did do a TikTok about a month ago saying, I don't negotiate with mental weakness at toward the gym. I said, I wake up in the morning. There is no, should I go? Should I not go? Maybe I could go tomorrow. None of that can enter my mind. It literally has no power over me, even though I feel those urges. I feel the sleepiness. I feel the tiredness. I feel the aches and pains. I just had double hip replacement 5 weeks ago. I've struggled to walk in that freaking gym for 3 years. In fact, had to go to a cane and barely made it. Did I miss one single day? No, I didn't. I'm not a hero. We all can do this.
I got a question, though, about this. Do you have a group of guys you meet there?
And
there you go.
You know what? A year and a half ago, I've worked out by myself for almost 20 years. Yep. And one of my best friends, Brian Connell, really just super, super shape. He had a workout partner who got killed in an accident. Well, the next day, I saw how down and out Brian was, and I went over and said, hey, why don't we work out together? So now, for a year and a half, I have worked out with Will, a great young guy who's gotten in fantastic shape at Gold's, and then Brian Connell. So you're right.
That's that accountability. People need that. Yeah.
Yes. I still would not miss a day, but I can tell you my intensity is definitely 20% more because we compete against each other, and that's just super duper. You're working out with your son, don't you, Clint?
Yeah, and that don't you think, Allison, that accountability part, I mean, you can have the trainers and stuff, but knowing that someone else is either needing you or expecting you there, that really can help motivate on those days when you feel weak.
Absolutely. We all have those days, but having somebody that's counting on you to help them meet their goals and to push you, it really does kind of keep you motivated. It keeps you accountable on those days that you don't want to go because you're going to show up for somebody else. And, you know, just even sharing the journey, sharing the results of your work together and really pushing each other, you know, it's so important to have that accountability. And that's one of the things that I'm most excited about, you know, what we're offering this month at Gold's is that we're allowing our members, existing members or new members, to bring a guest to each workout session. Now, we don't know how long we're going to offer this promotion for. I know it's going to go through the 18th of the month, but then we'll see what happens after that. But we're allowing you to bring a guest to each workout. It's going to be a different guest each time, so you get that different experience, that different accountability. Figure out who you want your workout partners to be. But by letting you bring somebody in with you every single time, we're giving you that boost to help you get back on track to finish the year strong.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic promo. I've never actually heard of a gym doing that. I'm sure they have, but I haven't heard of it. That's great. And again, I encourage people who don't have the friend at this moment that would maybe go, but again, this time... To me, I use the word fitness is the new currency of long-term health. And I really view it as currency because I know of too many people, of course, being at Nutrition World for 44 years, helping to counsel and with so many clients and customers, watching their health, what happens to them as they age, now that I'm in the aging population. But the people who have worked out in a gym and lifted hard and intense, when they get in automobile accidents, they always fare better. They have surgery. They recover quicker. They have just general sickness, COVID. People who were fit did so much better overall. Now, once in a blue moon, there are those anomalies where things like he did seem to be perfect shape, but he still, you know, problems happen. That we don't go with those one in a thousand odds. We go with the bigger odds. And the odds are the number one longevity supplement in the whole world is fitness. It's not something at Nutrition World. It's not something in actually your knife and fork. It's being fit. That is, and you know, I go, and I'm going to admit this, which is I'm not embarrassed by anything anymore. I go every third week to get a pedicure. Well, one reason I did, because I couldn't bend over anymore because my hips were so bad. I had both of them replaced. And I just, you know, I couldn't get to my toes. So I go over to a Zen and this other place in Chattanooga to get my pedicure to make my feet pretty. Just for, you know, Clint's over here kind of grimacing at my feet, talking about it. And what I see is saddening. I see 90% of everybody in there is, and they serve alcoholic beverages. So they're drinking alcohol, beer sometimes, sometimes wine, other things. But they're all at least 20 to 80 pounds overweight. And I'm thinking to myself, you're going to spend $70 today to get your feet looking nice. And yet you're 70 pounds overweight. Just think what that would do in a gym if you could spend half of that money and go and work out 4 days a week. You don't need seven, but go four. And you can just tell that none of these people are exercising. I'm not being critical, but I'm a very honest person, and I'm very observational because that's what I do for a living. I help people with their health. And between that and the cappuccino frappuccinos at Starbucks, we got a epidemic of obesity that could be addressed by gyms. So there's my tirade.
Well, okay. Allison, go ahead, Allison. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say it is your it's so interesting, and you're right. You know, you pay $50 for a pedicure. You pay what now? $5, $6, $7 for a fancy coffee. It's amazing how quickly that adds up. And we're talking a gym membership here for less than $1 a day, less than $1 a day, less than the cost of a pedicure gets you an entire month, you know, less than the cost of a coffee a week gets you a gym membership. So for the entire month. So it's really, that's an important thing is where do we want to invest in our health? Where do we want to invest in? And you know what? We're so reasonably priced. You can have the pedicure and still join Gold's Gym.
That's
no
true.
Excuse when it comes to the financial side of it. We offer something that's fit for everyone.
The only thing I was going to add is one of the things that I have enjoyed, because I've always worked out in my gym at the house, and I used to run a gym, but I've been back in the gym the last couple of months, being around people. You find people in all stages of getting in shape. I've seen people who are really obese, really overweight. I've seen people who are older than me. I've seen people, and they're all in there trying just to be the best version of themselves. And it's really motivating when you're standing next to somebody who you know they're trying the best they can, but everybody is in a different place. That is motivating in itself.
Everyone started somewhere, and everyone in that gym has a journey. And that's what's so interesting is you might think you see the big guy in there with big muscles and he looks really healthy and you find out that he used to weigh 400 pounds and was morbidly obese. Yep. And, you know, everyone started somewhere and we're sensitive to not everybody's, you know, naturally got this incredible physique. You had a journey. We've all had a journey and we want to be part of that. We want to encourage you and let that motivate other people. It's just a great family feeling to have the support of these people who have been there before you and who will come after you that you can continue to inspire.
Well, and then I'll hand it back to you, Ed, and y'all can wrap it up. But it also, I've listened to the people that are doing the training for you guys, your trainers. They're asking the question, hey, what's your goal? And I know for a fact, I've heard them. Some people, it's recovering from surgery. Some is I'm going on a trip. Some is I want to be a bodybuilder. A lot of people just, I'm tired of being sore and hurting all the time. I'm ready to get my life back. That's the other aspect. Yeah. Everybody's not only a different journey. They're going to different places.
Absolutely. That's a great – I love the way you put that.
And, you know, Clint, you've been around gyms not as long because you're younger. But to me, I don't have a good memory of this. Gyms did not used to be – they used to be more expensive back in the day than they are now. I mean, back in the 70s and 80s, I swear there were $30 or $40 a month.
I ran Living Well Fitness Centers for 3 years. Yeah, it was back in the 80s. It was in the mid-20s to $30.
Yeah.
So we get specials every now and then.
So it hadn't gone up in 4 decades, which means it really went down because of inflation.
And a lot of the equipment's better, too. That's one thing I'm learning about, too. I like some of this new equipment.
I do miss that old piece of worthless equipment, the belt that you wrapped around your belly, and it would shake the fat off.
He doesn't miss that. That's just true.
And it made my skin itch like crazy, but I thought it would shake the fat off. It doesn't do that, Clint?
No, it doesn't. No, sir.
It doesn't work that way. I wish it did.
Are you kidding me? That'd be the longest line at the gym.
It would be.
Stand there and listen to a podcast while it vibrates my fat off? Yes.
And they had that ice cold water back there on the the gym on Brainerd Road.
They had the eucalyptus room, too.
And the eucalyptus room. About that, and then somebody died in the cold water. They jumped in and had a heart attack, and they concreted it the next day. But now, look what how it's turned around. Look at the cryogenics and how it all comes back. All right, well, for Allison, tell people how they can contact Golds if they want to choose to get more information.
Yes, we'd love to have you. You can stop into any of our Chattanooga area locations. There's one on Lee Highway, one in Hickson, and one downtown. Or you can check out online at goldsgymtn.net. Thank you guys so much for having me. And Clint, welcome to Golds.
I'm heading there as soon as we finish the radio show this afternoon.
Great.
Well, we need to do some video of that.
Nah, it's okay.
It's okay.
Moving those 20-pound dumbbells. Nah, I'm good.
Hey, Allison, I love talking to you, as always. Clint did, too. And thank you. We'll see you talk to probably a couple months. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be covering a lot of notes I want to speak about in regard to empowering you to be a healthier person. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and I want to talk about something that's interesting. You know Marianne, don't you, Clint?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Marianne, little lady's worked for me forever. I think her and Greg are my two longest employed people.
Yep.
And Marianne's, everybody loves her to death. She's just the sweetest, kindest, and so knowledgeable. She used to work at GNC for, I don't know, a decade or two before, and she would shop with me at Nutrition World. One day she came in, I said, Marianne, would you like to work for me? And this was in Brainerd Village, and she did. So that's been about 20 plus years. I'm poor on years. Well, Marianne has always had dogs, and she's she's had arthritis. She's worked very hard in her life, stood on her feet constantly back in the mall days, Hamilton Place with all the GNC stuff.
Yep.
Worked harder than any of her employees normally. Well, she has been pulled down by her dog so many times over the years, I could not believe she did not break a bone. And she never did. Well, about a week ago, she was just doing something in her garden and turned very fast and was on a little loose rock. Well, she fell and busted her face and her elbow, her hip so bad that her daughter just knew that it broke the hip because it was hurting so bad. It was already just swelling and bruised. It did not break it when they went to get x-rays again. I mean, she's 73, I would guess. How did she do that? Well, she did it because she takes supplements and she exercises with Mackie at Max Fitness. That's where she goes about two times a week.
Does she really?
She does.
That's
forever.
Fantastic.
Yeah. She even did that. She's been doing that since we moved to the new location, which has been about 12 years.
Wow.
So between some weightlifting and the supplements, she did not break a bone, and she should have broke a bone. I mean, when she came back in, wow, the bruising. But so what did she take? She took something called Grow Bone for 3 years, and my suggestion after 3 years of Grow Bone is to get off of it. I won't go into those reasons. And then after that, she just went to a product called Bone Health, made sure her vitamin D was adequate, took vitamin K and boron, which is what I recommend for people to maintain bone health. I mean, the proof is in the pudding.
Wow.
When you have a lady like Marianne who fell that hard and did not break anything.
Yeah, I love her, too. She's fantastic.
She is. Has such a great, caring heart.
Yeah.
Dr. James, the person I was talking about to Alicia on Gold's Gym, I love him on Instagram. And again, when I read things, I make sure I make these people join my team for optimal health. We can't get better if we don't learn. And many people circle and circle and circle in the same old kind of social medias and not reading books. Yeah. But if you're going to be on social media, at least learn something. So Dr. James on Instagram, this was his last post before the last post. 90% of your calories should come from, and I agree so much with this, beef, fish, fruit, eggs, steak, turkey, chicken, vegetables, and Greek yogurt. Those are the foods I pretty much live on. The fruit is the organic blueberries, and we have eggs at Nutrition World that are truly farm raised. Let me tell you know, I made a big tirade last week about Whole Foods' ridiculous labeling of some cage free eggs with no transparency. We don't know if they were out of the cage for 2 minutes or for 2 weeks. So we got to know more information. So try to find local eggs. We have them most of the time at Nutrition World. And I did an Instagram post on Greek yogurt at Aldi's. Oh. I don't know. Do you eat Greek yogurt?
Nah, I can't. I've tried.
You tried?
I can't. I just can't do it. No, I don't like it.
No can do, huh?
Don't like it. Nope.
Okay. Well, I do. I don't like it, and I don't dislike it. I do it because it's good calories. It gives me the stuff I like in that narrow window of what I eat. Well, they have the best Greek yogurt I've ever seen. I went down there actually to do a Instagram video on a bad food and went in there and found some good foods.
Huh,
so
good.
I did a big thing on their Greek yogurt. $5.89 for the huge container, and it's organic, non-GMO, has all the seals and all the good taste, and it's high fat. That's, I believe, in high fat, not low fat, and it has the protein. So Aldi's would be a great place for people to shop.
That's great.
Another team member that you can join is if you have a Kindle. You may not do. You can.
I used to. I don't have it anymore.
Yeah. Well, you don't need a Kindle when you can't read. I mean, East Ridge Education people.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can look up pictures on Kindles too.
Oh, that's
picture
true.
Books.
Yeah, picture.
And I got a bunch of coloring books at the house, so I'm pretty engaged.
You covered it.
Yeah, well. I'm good. I can say between the lines.
Well, those who really have a Kindle, you can get so many free books. I'm telling you, I did not realize the amount of freebies on there because authors want to get their book published.
Uh-huh.
They want it read. And there's a person who formulates nutritional supplements, and he does not sell the supplements through these books. Absolutely. You can't even find the name of the company. But his name is Terry Limeron. He's amazing. He's 80 years old, ex-Marine, and just the most fit guy you've ever seen. I would love for him to come to Chattanooga and you and I talk to him on the show here.
That'd be great.
But if you go into Kindle and you type in Terry Limeron, amazing books on melatonin, relieving pain without side effects, andrographis, one of the greatest herbs that no one knows about for cancer and so many different diseases. Natural Answers to Disease is a book. Propolis, which comes from bees, which is like a natural antibiotic. Type 2 diabetes and drug-free relief of anxiety and stress. So if you have a Kindle, Terry Lemeron, L-E-M-E-R-O-N-D, Terry
Love
Lemeron.
That's fantastic.
I read something, a quote that I really believe that hits home to me. Our medical system needs broken people to exist at the level they are. Now, we're not talking about ill people. They need broken people, people who can't speak for themselves, people who can't think for themselves. That's what this medical system needs to continue at the level that they are to try to accumulate as many patients with as many dollar signs on their forehead, because people who think are going to question constructively and they're going to probably not be controlled and they'll make wiser choices because I don't see that being done when it's on autopilot.
Any system that gets this big, whether it's your health system, your financial system, your political system, educational system, insert system here, any system that gets this big has inertia, has its own momentum, and without those, without the base, it loses it, you know, the wave loses its energy. So it is one that is built on keeping people symptom free but not illness free.
Exactly. Sometimes you just amaze me with your words.
Yeah, that's
you act like you have you ought to do some podcasts someday. You
know, I should call one at the Waffle House. That's where I get all my wisdom from, is Waffle House.
Okay.
Matter of fact, that's where I'm going tonight, I think.
I would not be surprised. I'll look for your car as I pass by.
Yeah, you can get. No, I've told you this. You can get a healthy meal at Waffle House. All my workout buddies used to go there all the time. Quit poo-pooing. They got great steak. They got good steaks there at Waffle House.
Well, I'm all about protein and fat.
Get your skinless chicken. Get it grilled. Steamed hash browns. 4 or 5 scrambled eggs with just the egg yolk. I mean, the egg whites. And if you want sausage, get some sausage. But I'm telling you, it's a good. You can leave the carbs off. Get that.
You can do far worse at other places.
Absolutely.
You can make wise choices almost anywhere. But
wiser. Maybe not the wisest.
That's right.
You can do just a little bit better, and that means you can indulge a little bit every now and then.
I listen, and I think I spoke on this last time. Dr. Peter Attia was on a podcast. One of the most revealing statements that I'd ever heard. Yet I believe it, but I'd never put it in words. And he said, an amazing, well-studied man about health, physician. Not that that means everything, but he's a smart physician and a wise one. And he said, the upside of healthy food is modest. The downside of unhealthy food is disastrous. And what's happened, and I've seen it for 44 years, people who believe that all I got to do is eat clean and organic and I'm going to live to be 90 and not have any health issues. I wish that healthy foods had the impact that the unhealthy foods have on the disasters, but they don't. They give about 25% of the positive, where trash food gives about 90% of the destruction. So you can't just balance. You have to have exercise. You have to have supplements. You have to have bright mental attitude to have any chance for the life and the father time to not devastate us.
Yeah, the sleep and the water. And again, back to what we were talking about, it's the hulling out of the bread like at Firehouse Subs. It's the getting the steamed hash browns. Some of these things are not they're not the ultimate healthy choice, but it's a little bit better here, a little bit better there, and the little bit betters start adding up.
You got that right, and if you stick with it, you don't have to make radical changes. You tweak the system. Tweak the system.
Yeah, and here's what I have found, and you can speak to this probably way better than I can. Once you start seeing the success of the small changes, you'll start feeding you'll become your own motivation. You'll be like, well, if I can lose 6 pounds and lose some joint pain by just doing these few things, what happens if I get more sleep? What happens if I cut this thing out over here? Then all of a sudden you're like, well, now let's see how far we can take these good results.
True, but sometimes we need to not judge our good habits and health by weight.
That's the pain too. The joint pain, and if I'm sleeping
better.
To me,
it's blood chemistry, which most people don't get, and they don't have people like me that can look at
it. We're not disagreeing. But I've seen people, and you've seen them too. When someone loses 50 pounds, that is, despite blood, we've seen how that affects their mental health. That will affect the other stuff. Because a lot of times, before I give a crap about my blood work, I just want to feel better.
True.
I personally, I just want to fit into my pants. I don't want to be as embarrassed. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, let me look at my blood work. You're coming at it from a clinical standpoint. I'm like just thinking from the motivation, if I can just feel a little bit better the next week, you know what? Maybe I'll get my blood work done. Maybe I'll get my body mass index done. Maybe I'll eat the clean food. No, I didn't mean to cuss. Sorry. I have to edit that out.
Yeah, it's East Ridge for you.
And 6 months. I hadn't done that in 6 months, 8 months now. So
the thing is, and I've sometimes we can feel better just by knowing we're doing the right thing. When you start a savings account and you put $50 in it, it's really,
that's a win.
It's nothing, but it felt good. So when you know that you can empower your health by eating, not eating certain things and adding new ones to the plate, when your friend's sitting there across the table and he's eating all the things you used to eat, it just feels good to know that you're eating two steps better. You don't have to be 10 steps better.
That's right.
You just don't. I'm always, again, looking at people as far as looks and habits, not judging, but taking in information. And I'm really, years ago, I ran across a physician, Dr. Buteyko, who was a Russian doc who helped so many people with asthma because he learned that we're breathing wrong. When you mouth breathe, you're going to devastate parts of your health. It just is a simple fact. When you mouth breathe, you will be less healthy. I don't care what else you are doing. Now, you can mouth breathe as you're talking, but you really should be nose breathing 90% of the time, especially at night. That's why I tape my mouth shut every single night, because it changes the carbon dioxide and oxygen ratios. If you don't believe or you want to know more, go to The Holistic Navigator and type in breath or breathing. And you can hear my take on why this is scientifically. But I've been seeing, you know, I always think about, when will I be OLD? When am I going to be old? And I'm not old right now. Old comes different ages for different people, just because I'm 66 or
I'm
70.
How do you define it?
Well, I watching, observing other people, it seems that men tend to turn old sometimes due to a medical downfall, and they never recover. They can't do what they used to do. Their stamina is gone. They look different. But there's one single thing that tells me that people are old. I can judge them instantly, is if you're a man and you're walking around with your mouth hanging down and you're just functioning, walking, and you're doing anything, and you're mouth breathing like a Neanderthal, I guess I will say, you have turned old. If not, you will be old very quickly. You just watch the correlation between older men who mouth breathe constantly, and watch their movements and habits, and you'll say, that guy's old.
Okay.
And it just is what it is. So we need to learn to take slower breaths. We usually breathe about 17 times a minute. We should be breathing 8. And how do we do that? We do it through some conscious efforts, but also making sure that you're not mouth breathing, especially when you're not talking.
Right.
When you're sitting at a table, you nose breathe. And if you say, well, I can't breathe through my nose, the reason you can't is because the nose has the same tissue that a penis does. And that when you don't breathe through it, it actually expands. It gets bigger. When you breathe through it, it actually relaxes the vascular structure and reduces the size. So you actually contribute to the stuffiness by not breathing through the nose.
Huh. That's interesting.
It is.
I did not know that.
It is life-changing. And what does it cost you to mouth breathe? Nothing.
You can buy tape your mouth, yeah.
Well, you can buy tape for like $6. It lasts you about 4 months.
Wow.
In Nutrition World.
Okay.
Pretty cheap option. Another cheap option is like True Blue option is making sure you move your cell phone away from your head when you sleep at night. You need it 5 feet away from your head. This is another simple baby step. Last one is take Febreze out of your house. The new Febreze is got so many chemicals. It's pages of chemicals and is toxic neurologically. It's not allowed in some countries of the world. Get essential oils. Get a diffuser. Get something else. Do not use Febreze. Went to a clinic this morning. I went in the bathroom, and it's this bottle sitting there. I'm like, oh, no. Please, no Febreze. It's one of my hang-ups is Febreze. One of the two.
Yeah.
Clint, thank you.
One is Febreze. Number two is everything else. Yes. Those are the only two hang-ups that Ed has.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty simple.
Yeah. I got to be a hypochondriac. You get to be upset about everything. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. Come back. We'll have a couple words of wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on. Some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air. 423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and today's words, again, are from the Stoics. You know, it's a natural that big moments of adversity and crisis would stand out to us. Epictetus, born into slavery, Marcus Aurelius, betrayed in a coup. Seneca, sent into exile. Rufus faced exile not once, but four times. The way these Stoics stood up in these crises were profound and brave and worthy of study. We wonder, what would we do in such circumstances? Would we measure up? Could we step up? You know what? We're not so sure. Maybe it's the wrong question to ask. There's an interesting passage in the old novel by the writer Gene Webster that argues that we sometimes overstate and overemphasize these big moments. Anyone can rise to a crisis and face a crushing tragedy with courage, she writes. But to meet the petty hazards of the day with a laugh, I really think that requires spirit. Instead of wondering hypothetically how you might respond to a tyrant like Julius Caesar, it might be better to look at how do you handle the bully at the office? Instead of wondering how you handle poverty or exile, let's start with how you handle being stuck in traffic right at this very moment. While we don't know when fate may have big moments of adversity in store for us, what is certain are the petty hazards of the day. These are just as magnificent and important as a platform to practice your stoicism as any historical turning point. They are still opportunities for virtue, however small the stage. Cultivate the spirit and the strength to treat them as such. Love it, because it's I mean, we're talking about something that You can't go in there and bench press 315 pounds until you bench press 100 pounds.
That's right.
And those red lights that bug me when I come to work in the morning, go to the gym in the morning, that I will say that I run in the morning when it's 4 o'clock, but I don't run other red lights, they aggravate me. Well, that's work for me. That's work for my inner soul to address so that I don't keep getting aggravated. I want to give a hint of the day to something that's pretty darn cool. It comes out of history. I gave you a sample of it. Our bodies, if it's overly acidic, will be less healthy. I talked about mouth breathing making us far less healthy. Well, many things do that, one of which is being overly acidic. What causes it? Lots of white foods, potatoes and breads and carbohydrates and pharmaceuticals. Excess meat can do that. Sometimes they're drinking water. So one of the reasons or how we can address that is to eat a healthier diet. It's generally more alkaline in certain regards. But I did not realize until I stumbled upon this. Alka-Seltzer makes something called Alka-Seltzer Gold. That's not the one with aspirin. And what this is it's nothing but alkalinity in a little tablet that bubbles up in water.
Yeah.
And I gave you one. It's not bad tasting.
No, it didn't taste, but I barely tasted it at all, anything.
I had one little burp from it, but that I like doing that. It seems to make me feel better. And you can't find it locally. I sent one of my employees, Sydney, out, and she couldn't find it.
Just between me and you, how often should you drink something like that a day? Would one, just a small bottle like we have, be enough?
One to two a day.
Okay. That's all. One in the morning, one at night or something?
Yes, and I do feel that we should do it away from foods because we need acidity in our stomach when we eat protein.
Okay.
So somewhere around an hour away from foods. And I'm a huge fan of, like, I talk about oxalates all the time, which are those crystalline glass things that I'm working on and testing people at the lab that have chronic hip, chronic pains, chronic this, chronic that. It could be oxalates from healthy food. Well, one thing that helps detoxify it is alkalinity.
Ah.
So I'm using these little Alka-Seltzer.
Well, where did you find them at, though?
On Amazon.
Oh, you have to
No one locally even knows a clue about it.
Oh, okay.
And they have great ingredients, potassium bicarbonate, citric acid, and sodium bicarbonate. I mean, it's made in Germany. It's clean. So thank you. I don't remember I've ever said thank you to Bayer Healthcare.
No, good for them.
But thank you, Bayer Healthcare.
Good for them. All right. You got something else? If not, I'll finish it up with the thought of my own.
Oh, here we go. Hang on, people. He's got a thought.
Thought of my own. That's going back to what you said, your Stoics. One of the things that helps me in traffic and other places, and this is, everybody says it all the time, but try to practice it. As soon as you get really frustrated at that light, I'm not saying it works for every situation, but remember there are people right there in that moment that are in a hospital or in a visit that wish they could be as frustrated as you are. They would love to be in that traffic. They would love it. And I've learned that over the last 4 years of my life. I've watched people go in the hospital and thought, you know what? They would love to have my frustrations right now.
Isn't that the truth?
100%.
That is a perfect reply to how we can reframe a situation in a story. And I'm so old, as I get older, I'm so connected to the value of our stories and how we create those stories. Those stories aren't sent into our brain. We put a piece to that activity of sitting at the red light or whatever we do, and then we say it's not good. We label it. Number one is we label it. It isn't bad or good. It is what it is. And then we are the ones who put the words behind it. And so many times in life, the bad things turn out to be the best things we had.
Absolutely.
Because we needed to change. We needed this. We needed something else. But so thank you for that wise information. All right, my friend. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.